Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's going on? I'm talking with Jared from Rivers of Nile. I've been stoked to talk to you for a while, man, because we put together every year, we put together a year end like top albums list. And when Where the Owls Know Your Name was a top album a few years back. This album, highly anticipated, coming out. The work is coming out September 24th on Metal Blade. So congratulations on all your hard work in gearing up for this new record, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Were you, did you feel at all like some kind of pressure to, because that was kind of like a breakthrough record for you guys, I'd say. It really put you guys on the map as far as like, you know, prog and metal out there. Did you guys feel a lot of pressure on this one?
Yeah, I'd say so, since it's a follow-up to Owls, and we were also very nervous to put that one out, because that was more prog, and that was my first album with them, and this is my second album with Rivers, so I'm happy to be a part of it, and we are a little nervous to release it. You know, it's completely different than the others, and you know, a lot has changed, so
yeah,
it's a little different.
Well, I mean, you guys had a lot of people talking when you put some saxophone in there, and now you're listening to, we're listening to the new one. It's called Clean, the first single, and you know, there's a little bit of some synth in there. You guys, so you said you're kind of going even more in the prog way, or
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna go pretty proggy. yeah, I mean, like messing with old influences from the 70s that our parents like grew up on and passed down to us to listen to, kind of just incorporating that into our music and adding more of that into modern death metal, I guess, and mixing them together.
Would I be spoiling anything if I asked if there's saxophone on this album?
I don't think so. I guess depending on when the podcast comes out or when the video comes out, but I don't know. Get ready for a lot of surprises.
Okay. You know? Okay. Surprises and fun stuff. Nice. And well, I mean, you know, nothing's out of the realm of possibility if you say we're going into the 70s style groove of prog rock and stuff. So that's cool.
Anything's possible.
Absolutely, man. I like that. So was this album recorded during the pandemic?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was recorded November of 2021. So it was a little bit after the protests, and it was during the election. So it was very nerve-wracking.
Chaotic time.
Yeah, and it was actually like during the peak of COVID cases, I believe. So we were all wearing masks. We were all in separate rooms. We all stayed in hotels. And we quarantined like crazy. And even like being at the airport was weird since I live across the country from them. Just the whole experience, the whole month of recording was, yeah, crazy to say the least. But we got it done. So,
so you said you live in a different part of the country than the other guys?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in Reno, Nevada.
Okay.
And the rest of the dudes live on the East Coast, Long Island, New York, Reading, Pennsylvania, and Richmond, Virginia. So they're all over there.
So, obviously you have a resume as far as metal goes. And how did you get in contact with the guys from Rivers to join the band? As you say, Owls was the first album that you played on, but they had been going for quite a while before then. Were you friends with them, or did you just audition for the band?
I auditioned. A mutual friend of ours, Brett from Revocation, hooked us up. And Brett found out they needed a drummer, so he hit up my brother, and my brother met Brett like long before I did. I met him when I was on tour with my brother's band in 2015. So I'll turn off notifications. So, yeah, we were living together at the time, my brother and I, and he's like, if you, want to try out for this band, they need a drummer. If you're not going to do it, I will. And I was already a fan of Rivers, so I tried out. I talked to Brody for a little bit. He asked me to learn Dehydrate and Monarchy off of Monarchy. And I wasn't working at the time, so I just, learned both songs in 24 hours and sent him a video. And he's like, well, you're in to fill in. If you want the job, it's yours. So I took it and then did a tour with them. And then after that, they asked me to join. So I was like, yeah, absolutely. And yeah. And here we are, thankfully.
Hell yeah, man. And that was a good time to join the band and write that record and record that record. And now, you guys are doing pretty well for yourselves, at least it seems like, from the outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah. I believe so too. And, we're all happy. So just doing what we want musically and then getting out there, and these tours are going to be real fun because we've all, been waiting for it. So a little too long, but
yeah. So, you kind of hinted there waiting too long, and you guys are typically a band that's on tour a lot. So for anyone looking at in, they might be like, oh man, it must be so sick to be in this metal band and always touring and stuff. But this much downtime, what did you do to fill your time? Do you have like a not so glorious day job? Do you have a family you take care of? What did you do to, kind of fill your time and keep yourself at least a semblance of sane during this time? Aside from recording the album, of course.
I tried to practice as much as possible. I did at the beginning take like 2 to 3 months off from drumming completely, which, it was tough, man. Like I just didn't feel safe whatsoever. And
sure,
I didn't know what to do, and I kind of went crazy. So, didn't want to do anything musically. And then once that was over, I mean, I kept working because I was an essential worker. I was working for 1-800-GOT-JUNK and then just like junk removal, stuff like that. And then I ended up picking up a job that I've worked on and off for like 6 years, just working at a local brewery. That was fun. Yeah. What else? Hanging out with friends that we were all safe and stuff like that. Got our, got our vaccine. I went camping a lot.
Nice.
That helps, you know, get level headed and, have a nice restart and stuff like that. And I think that's about it.
Well, what was your kind of like, what kind of scene did you grow up in as far as like Reno? You grew up in Reno, is that right?
Yep. Yep. Born and raised.
Were you going to a lot of metal shows growing up, punk shows? I know there's a kind of a notorious straight edge hardcore scene there for a while.
Yeah. I grew up playing shows there, played in local bands here, and I played in a metalcore band, and I played in a instrumental technical death metal band for a while. And then we got a vocalist for a little bit and then became instrumental again. Yeah, we'd go to shows all the time. Straight Edge was very, very big. People hardcore dancing, fighting each other, riots and stuff like that. It was crazy to see and be a part of the shows. And
the soundtrack for that.
It's an intense Batman song, I guess. Yeah. Like Gotham City stuff. I don't know.
Exactly. What was the, if you could pinpoint, was there a drummer, a band, or a time that you remember being influenced to pick up the drums? What made you want to pick up the drums? You said your brother, is he your older brother? Is he a musician?
Yeah. He's older than me by 10 and a half years. It actually inspired me to like pick up a guitar, and I did for a couple of weeks. When I was in third or fourth grade, I want to say. So I ended up picking up guitar for a couple of weeks, and then I just wasn't into it too much. And then I picked up drums when I was 9 or 10. After that, because my dad, he inspired me to play drums, and he did 2 world tours with Engelbert Humperdinck back in the day.
That's awesome.
So that inspired me, and my mom inspired me to sing. She used to tour with her band, and that's how my mom and my brother's dad got together. They were in a band together, and they toured for a while. So yeah, everybody in the family is, you know, we're all into music and touring, and everybody's very understanding. So that's pretty cool.
Musical family.
Yep.
What did your folks think of the music that you were playing, like the metal and the technical stuff or technical death metal? Or they did they approve, or were they like thumbs down?
They approved. My dad's all for it. He comes from a funk and jazz background.
Cool.
Basically. So, you know, he's like, you know, stoked about it. At first my mom wasn't down. I slowly got her into metal, and then, you know, she loves all the stuff I do, she loves everything I do, and she, pushes me to do so. And, everyone in my family are constantly trying to push me to be better and do better. So I'm happy that they support, that I have a good support system through the family, you know.
When your dad gets to hear the like the prog parts, he's probably gonna be like, "Oh, that's my son."
He listened to a couple songs, heard my voice, and heard me singing and drumming and stuff, and he had a little cry. So I'm glad to make him proud, you know. It's pretty awesome.
So you kind of just teased us there a little bit. You said you singing and stuff. Is this a new thing?
No, I actually sang on 4 songs on Owls.
Okay.
At first I got mad at myself for doing it, but it got easier after a while, you know, and I am doing it on the new album a lot more. So,
Is it difficult for you to do live to sing and also, you know, be blasting away and playing some gnarly drums?
Yeah. Yeah. In Hollow, I sing in the chorus, on Owls.
Yeah.
Cause it's at 260 and I'm blast beating and singing at the same time. It's pretty hard, but you know, just practice makes perfect.
So that's why they pay you the big bucks, dude.
Trying. Death metal bucks.
Yeah, exactly. The big death metal bucks, as in three of them.
Yeah, three whole dollars.
Exactly. Here's your $3. Okay, man. Well, okay. So you're wearing a band t-shirt, I'm assuming. It looks like a metal t-shirt, at least.
Oh, yeah.
What was your first band t-shirt growing up?
Oh, wow.
You remember? Mine was a No Doubt t-shirt from Target, so I can't be, you know, pretend like I'm too cool.
It's got to be like an NSYNC shirt.
Cool. You know, you'd probably get a bunch of money on Depop for that now.
Probably, yeah, I mean, that would be sick, but I don't have a shirt anymore. I got into metal and just threw it all out. I want to say, oh yeah, I got a Slipknot shirt. That was one of my first shirts. I think I was in first grade. Wait, 99. It came out in 99. So that was like 8 or 9. And I got a Slipknot shirt, and it had the Slipknot logo on the front, and on the back it said, "Don't ever judge me."
Yeah.
And I mean, at the time I was like, what does that mean? Slipknot's cool. Let's do that. And then, it was because an old buddy bought the CD and he got me into it. So, so going forward, my shirt got taken away because, parents.
Yeah.
But, that was my first shirt. It was a Slipknot shirt.
So,
first metal shirt, I guess.
Being that you're a drummer, I'm assuming you were probably very influenced by Joey Jordison.
Absolutely.
Slipknot. Can you tell us a bit about that influence, man? I'm sure, you know, he probably was maybe one of the most extreme thing you heard at a young age.
For sure. Yeah. Cause I already heard, my brother playing drums,
okay,
playing in a thrash band and still does, same band, called Psychosomatic.
Cool.
Yeah, and then seeing my dad play jazz and stuff. I already saw like extreme drumming through my brother, but then I saw videos online on like sickdrummer.com when that was first starting up and stuff. I saw Joey Jordison's solo video and a bunch of other videos, and I was like, how is he playing in a mask? How is he playing almost upside down and sideways and big influence for sure.
Well, RIP Joey Jordison. I just thought I would mention that since you mentioned Slipknot there. So
rest in peace. Sick.
Absolutely. So so you're in this, you know, very highly regarded metal band, but I'm sure there's got to be some albums that you love that are not metal. What's an album that you love? What's an album that you love that people might be surprised the guy from Rivers and Nile likes?
Let's see. What is it? Currents by Tame Impala. I like that album.
A little chill stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot. I have a couple records over here. Let's see what else. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, that's cool. Tame Impala, Currents. It's good.
Yeah. A couple Dr. Dre albums.
Okay.
Thundercat.
Yeah.
I like a lot of Thundercat. Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. Foreigner.
Okay. Some classic rock there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice, dude. I like it.
Alice in Chains.
Yes. Yeah. From Seattle. Right on, man. Well, okay. So just a couple random questions before we let you go. If you were magically to transport you into a UFC or WWE event, and you had to come out to the ring and you could choose your entrance music, and it could be any song, what would your entrance song be? Spheres of Madness by Decapitated? Like, what are we doing here?
That's pretty sick.
Hatebreed, what are we doing?
That's a good choice. Yeah, definitely WWE. Hanging out with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Probably People Equals. Let's go the Slipknot route.
People Equals. I like it.
Yeah.
You'd be the bad guy. You'd be the heel. I like it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Right, yeah, I'd go with that for sure.
All right. Right on. All right, man. So my last question for you again, this is Jared from Rivers of Nile. If you could pick a scar and show us, if you can, pick a scar on your body, tell us the story of how you got the scar, man.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't really see it. You might be able to. I have a scar on my eye right here.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Kind of. Well, I was a kid. I think I was 7. I don't really remember. But I was walking through my apartment complex and this kid was playing with some toys and I asked if I could hang out with him and play with him. And then he's like, yeah, only for a couple minutes. So I just grabbed him and, you know, just hanging out with the dude, first met. And he's like, all right, that's it. He's like, okay. Well, that's weird. And my other buddy was there. And then he got all weird and I started running away because it freaked me out.
Yeah.
And it turns out the kid had a wrench with him. I don't know. This was living in Vegas. So okay. Vegas is weird. So I was running away and my friend was like, he's got a wrench. And the kid threw the wrench and I turned around and it's hit me right here.
Jesus.
And I had a giant gash like from the middle of my forehead down to my cheek here. And I kind of like, I don't know, I passed out and then I woke up and there's blood all over my hands and I was freaking out. And then my buddy's stepdad came out and saw everything and then picked me up. And my parents came out because my mom had a weird feeling and they saw me just like all bloody and stuff like that. And it turns out the kid who threw the wrench, his mom was an herbalist and she put herbs on my face and okay. I didn't have to get any stitches. Otherwise I'd have a giant scar, but I got made fun of in school because it looked like I had poop on my face because the herbs dried that way, dried brown.
Yeah.
And I just kept them on, didn't have to reapply or anything. And like my scar kind of just disappeared.
Whoa.
Except right here because I picked at it because everyone's like, oh, you still have poop on your face, ha ha ha. And yeah, I got tired of it and picked it off. But
did you ever get back at that kid?
No, never. I never really saw him. So
wherever you are, kid, that's messed up.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't stop throwing wrenches, dude.
Yeah, if you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball, I guess. But I couldn't. I can't, I guess.
All right.
Say dodgeball cool.
Rivers of Nile, new album coming out September 24th on Metal Blade. It's called The Work.
Yeah, we're going on tour with Black Dahlia Murder, After the Burial, Carnifex, and Undeath.
That's right.
Starting I forgot about September that. 3rd, yeah.
Yes, I forgot about that. Seattle's already sold out.
Yep.
A lot of those shows are sold out.
Yeah, I think it's LA, Austin, Seattle, Portland, and Denver. I think
So we'll see you there.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Right on. Looking forward to the new Rivers of Nile. Thanks for the interview, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.